All right, welcome to the inaugural FieroCast by NIFE. This is Fiorama Weekend. This is day two. We are along here with Jim Hallman, the president of NIFE. Jim, how's it going?
Mike, it's going great this weekend. We've actually have another three-day Fiorama Weekend. Started out Friday evening last night with a cruise night at the Lodge on 64. Had a nice group of about 18 to 20 cars. Then this morning we went to a Chrome and Coffee event hosted by Iron Gate Motor Condos. Had another 25 some odd cars at that group. Now we are at a private tour of the Muirhead Farmhouse out near Hampshire, Illinois. And again, we got 20-25 cars out here again, got about 50 people, and we're kind of building up to a wonderful pizza party this evening, and then, of course, Fiorama, the show itself, on Sunday. So it's going to be a great weekend.
And what year is this show?
This year is the 22nd Deuces Wild Fiorama.
Wow, that's a good feat to go 22 years. How much longer do you think this will go?
Let's see, I'm only 50, so another 50 years, Mike.
That sounds great. All right, well, we look forward to the weekend. We've got a good turnout here at the Frank Lloyd Wright House. We've got about 40 people and probably about 20-25 cars. So that's a great turnout for this event. How is everybody's reaction so far to today?
Everyone's having a great time. We've, like I said, we've had such large groups. We actually had a lunch this afternoon, and everyone is really getting to know each other. We have participants here from Pennsylvania. We have participants here from Canada. We have a gentleman that drove up from southern Louisiana. So we're having a nice crowd from not just the Illinois area. We've actually had some drive in today from Iowa. So we're gathering from quite a large segment of the U.S. here. This is a great time.
Good, good, good. All right, well, we'll check back in with you during the course of the weekend. With the big show tomorrow, we'll definitely be checking in. And right now, I'm going to bring Jeff Jones over here. He's one of our activity directors, and he headed up the Chrome and Coffee event this morning. How'd that go, Jeff?
Oh, we had a great time at Coffee and Chrome by Iron Gate this morning. It's in Naperville, Illinois. For those of you that don't know, it's kind of a high-end car garage mahal for people with lots and lots of money. But we had a great time. It was Italian Car Day. As well as Fiero Day, so there was a lot of Ferraris and Lambos, as well as we had 22 Fieros there, representing probably about six states in Canada, so it was a really great time, and then we all headed over to lunch at Augustino, so it was definitely a good time, and just another part of Fiorama weekend.
Good, good. What was the reaction of a lot of the Fiero people when they saw some of these condos?
I think there were a lot of jealous people. I think we'd all love to have some of these condos. Some of them are, you know, the equivalent of about two or three two-car garages, and have, you know, upstairs rooms with pool tables and luxury kitchens, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a good time.
Just out of curiosity, what do they run at?
I think when they were first building them, I think they started maybe in the low 200s. Now I'm guessing it's probably around 300 grand to get in one. And you cannot live in them. There's no occupancy permit, so they are four cars only.
What, just to give everybody an idea, what would you say is the most unique car that's there or that you guys saw today?
Oh, there were quite a few. There was a Lambo Aventador. There was I believe it's called Ryzen, which is a new little supercar, kind of a low-volume supercar. Just a lot of stuff, some Ford GT40s. You know, just a lot of neat stuff. I think, you know, the coolest was probably 22 Fieros, though.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, thank you, and we'll be checking back in with you over the course of the weekend, but it sounds like it's a very enjoyable weekend by everybody so far.
Yep.
So, all right, well, thank you, and we'll be checking in with you in a little bit.
Great.
All right, we are now here with Mark Soldner. He is the NIFE Membership Director. We are still here at the Muir House, Frank Lloyd Wright architectural house that was built. Mark you have a fond you like these houses a lot. This is not the first time you've been to these.
No, I'm a member of the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation, and we're on their email accounts to where if there's special things coming up for the foundation. And this came up, I think it was late last fall, and I told the wife, I said, I never knew there was a house out here. Do you want to go? And she's like, yeah, that'd be great. So we decided to come out here and had a wonderful time. And when we were planning an event for Fiorama, I thought, well, you know, we want something that's family friendly. Let's suggest this. And everything fell into place. And I think everyone had a good time.
I think so too. It's a very unique house. It's very flat.
It's his Unisonium design. It's not his Prairie. It was his next phase. So it's very minimalistic and long and linear.
Well, it is a very interesting house. This is the first time I've been here, and it's actually any Frank Lloyd Wright house is the first one I've been in. So I'm very there's no words. It's just it's a unique architectural.
Makes you want to see more.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So we're very grateful that you were able to set this up for us, and it's unique. You know, it's a unique Fiero event that you don't see every time, mm-hmm. or you know, and it's and it is. It's something that I just don't have words for it. So
I'm glad everyone enjoyed themselves, and I'm glad we were able to do this.
Well, thank you, and thank you for setting this up for us again. And we look for different things next year too.
Sounds great.
Right, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we are here with Nate and Arthur. They came to Fiorama, spend the weekend with us, all the way from Pennsylvania. Nate, it was the you were the Mid-Atlantic. Best interpretation of the Midwest.
Yep.
Okay, and Arthur, you just love coming to this event.
Absolutely. This is my third time to drive from Pittsburgh to St. Charles for Fiorama. One of my favorite shows. Terrific time. You guys put on a good weekend. There's lots of nice, interesting activities. I've seen more of the Illinois countryside than I ever dreamt I'd see. And one fascinating adventure after another.
Nice. What keeps you coming back?
Mainly the people. You guys have a terrifically active group. I met most of them initially through Pennox Forum, obviously, but also my first major trip in my Fiero was up to Frazee, Minnesota for the Tyler Shipman Show. And I started meeting people from Knife and then communicating with them through your website as well as Facebook. And it's just grown over the years. So
good. I'm glad you keep coming back. It's always good to hear that.
Oh, and my pleasure at all. It's terrific.
Nice.
Terrific.
And then, Nate, this is your first time?
Yeah, I'd always seen the pictures online, and I was out here for the 30th anniversary show. Just saw the show and always saw it looked like a good time, and then got the award at Fiers at Carlisle for best interior there and qualified to come here, and gave me all the reason to come, and drove out 730 miles all yesterday, did in one day, and came out, went to the Cars and Coffee this morning. It was a great event there, saw some crazy cars in addition to all the Fiers that are already here, and then having a good time here at the
good. What do you think of the weekend so far?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, like I said, I'm running a little low on sleep after that long drive. But the Cars and Coffee event this morning, and then going back to the hotel after lunch, and then coming out here to the Frank Lloyd Wright Design House. It's been a great time. Beautiful weather. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Good. What did collectively? What did you guys think overall of the Frank Lloyd Wright House here?
Oh, this is remarkable. I've been to a couple of his designs across the country, and it's always interesting to see something new, and especially something as unique as this.
Mm-hmm.
The only farmhouse he ever did, and to hear the stories that the current owners have of how this all came to be, and then to have their wonderful hospitality allow us to slip off our shoes and waltz through their house. It's terrific.
Cool. And you?
Yeah, it's just so atypical for a farmhouse to come out and just Frank Lloyd Wright's design, just how simple it is, but just how amazing and incredible it is, and on this property in particular, and just how well kept it is for being, you know, almost 70 years old.
Yeah. As the drive goes, coming up here and just driving with everybody in a group, what are your thoughts on that? Fun?
What you mean, the caravan from the hotel to
the whole from this morning till now and then back to the pizza party.
I think I love caravanning. I get the biggest kick out of that, especially driving down the road and you catch glimpses of people on the sidewalk. Kind of do double takes, like, what did I really see? Is that what I really think it is? The only suggestion I would have for Knife is to figure out a way to shut down the roads while we drive by so we don't get mixed up with anybody else. But caravanning is a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun.
Especially when you got great weather like it is right
Perfect.
Now.
You couldn't ask for better.
Yep.
Anytime you get 40 fares together, it's a great time. And then when you get them all on the road, rolling down the road together, it's hard to find a better site.
Yep. Well, thank you guys for coming out this weekend. We, the hope doesn't disappoint, We've got the big show tomorrow, so, best of luck in your class and best of luck in the Midwest class. So
thank you.
Hope you enjoy it, and thank you guys again.
Well, there's no hope involved. It's been a wonderful weekend so far, and it'll continue tomorrow. It'll be a great time.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys, and we look forward to seeing you many, many, many more times.
Great.
And thank you for your hospitality.
Thank you. We are live here at Fiorama 22. This is Fiorama Sunday. We're going to walk around the parking lot, just get some feedback from people, see how they like the show, what their plans are for today, kind of what car they brought, and just chat. So, hope you enjoy. We still got cars coming in today, this morning, so it's looking to be a pretty good show. Right now, we've got about, looks like around 20 or 30, and then we probably got another 50 coming. So, registration is open for another couple hours. So, we're just going to kind of see what is here so far. So, hope you enjoy. Thank you. All right, we are here with Ken Brown. He has a magnificent white Formula. So, what brings you to Fiorama today?
Well, this is the third year I've come to this event, and it's always been a lot of fun. And we've been lucky with the weather, and a day like this, how can you not come?
Exactly,
It's been perfect. But it's always a lot of fun. If you see a lot of variety in Fieros, this is the place to come, because you get a little bit of everything here. Everything from stock, like this thing here, my car, or you get the car with the 427 Corvette engine in it, and the Lamborghini body panels on it, and see a little bit of everything.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're able to make it. And what brings you back? What is that pull that keeps bringing you back?
Well, it's in addition to seeing the cars, it's just getting to know some of these guys that come every year. The first year I came, it turned out there was an uncle of a friend of mine's daughter that was here, who comes in from Iowa all the time. It's like, I had no idea he had a Fiero, let alone. And then just as coming more often, you learn a little bit more, you meet a few more people. Last year we had some real nice seminars by Fred just detailing out Fieros keeping them stocked for numbers matching, if I remember right.
Yep. And this year he has a nice surprise for everybody. He's going to bring the 2+2. So him and Jeff that own that together, they're going to have a little seminar on that today.
That is one of those interesting cars I was talking about. You don't see that, well, especially since it's not street licensable, but you're not going to see it driving around either. You got to come to something like this.
Yep. So, well, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and we look forward to talking with you more, and hope you enjoy the day.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Thank you. All right, we are now here with Adam Powell. He came down from Ontario, Canada.
Yep, Toronto.
Toronto.
Yep.
How was the drive?
Drive was pretty good. We split it up this year. We didn't do the full, it's normally a 9-hour to 10-hour drive or more, but we stopped in Port Huron Wednesday night, then finished our trip Thursday.
Okay.
Did some shopping beforehand for the wife.
What brings you down here to Fiorama?
Fieros, of course. It's a nice show. It's a nice drive. It's one of the larger shows I wanted to hit up this year. I did that and Carlisle. It was agreed with the wife beginning of the year which two shows we wanted to do.
Good,
and
good.
I wanted to come back here.
Nice. Well, thank you for coming back. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your car real quick and what you've done to it and what makes it unique?
It's a Fiero, first of all. That's one of the reasons why I like them. They're unique to begin with. 2 years ago when I was here, I freshly painted it. But when I did that, I found all the cancer on the frame. So last October, I stripped the whole car right down and did a frame-off restoration from that to June. I got the car running just in time to go to Carlisle.
Wow, congratulations. It looks great.
Yeah, a lot of work, a lot of time away from the family. So, wife appreciates it at least.
It's a fun hobby too, so.
Yeah, it got a little more expensive this year, but yeah, I enjoy it.
And good.
The wife enjoys
it. That's what we like to hear.
Yep.
So, well, thank you for taking the time, and we look forward to talking with you again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, enjoy. All right, our next guest here is Scott Campbell. He, first, welcome to Fiorama. Welcome to our FieroCast. It's our inaugural one, so it's a little exciting for us here. You brought a different car this year. You used to bring the Power Tour car, and can you tell us a little bit about what car you brought this year? It's kind of unique to Fiorama.
Yes. Well, this car is not unique to Fiorama. It was back in Fiorama back in the 90s and 2000s when my dad and I lived here in Illinois. We would bring this one and the GT. The GT will be here a little bit later, too. My wife's on the way down with it right now. The car that we have is the 1988 Formula. That was my dad's car a while back. He sold it off to my cousin, who has been in Rhode Island since about 2007. And my cousin was having some engine problems and decided to do an engine swap on it. It's running a 3800, pretty stock 3800 supercharged engine in it. He did the swap in his garage. He painted it in his garage. He's done all the work himself. And it's actually a very well built for a first time build for a guy doing it at home and paint wise. So
it looks spectacular. And you know, thank you for bringing it. What keeps you coming back here?
Well, it's the history of the show. I mean, my dad was at one of the first shows. I got into Fieros. I've been driving Fieros since 96 when I started to learn to drive. We've always had two or three around the house, and now we're back to two again. So. Bringing them back is a history thing for me. Brings back a lot of emotions, a lot of memories. It also, it's a good time. We have a lot of fun. My wife and I have attended most of the activities this weekend. It's local to us, so it works out very well.
What did you think of the activities this year?
This year, the activities were very good. Iron Gate was awesome yesterday morning. Seeing the Frank Lloyd Wright house last night was a good time. And actually eating at Augie's brought back a lot of memories because I grew up in the area. It's a typical stop for me when I'm down in the area.
That's so. Good to hear. Glad you guys had a great time. And, you know, thank you for coming. And you know, it's always a pleasure having you guys here, too. You guys do great. So thank you, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. All right, we are here with Frank Krozik. Frank, how's it going?
It's going pretty decent, actually. Not bad for an old guy. Terrible for my age. How'd I get that in?
Yes. This is not your first Fiorama.
It is not.
What is it? Many?
14 or 15. I'm not sure.
Wow.
It's 14 or 15, yeah.
Good. What, I ask this to everybody, what brings you back?
What brings me back? I think it's a camaraderie more than anything. I was thinking about that this year in particular. We couldn't make it to the Dells this year. And that's the same thing. You go to the Dells, look at the cars, and after a certain while, you know, you see all of them, or a lot of them, again and again. But then the people you start talking, and that's the big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And meet a lot of friends. I'm always surprised when I go to one of these shows and someone I don't quite recognize says, "Hey, Frank, how you doing?" And it means a lot, and the sharing of ideas with the cars.
Well, good. I'm glad. You know, that's one thing that I want to try to capture today is the stories, and what brings people here, and what they like most, and what keeps them coming back.
Yeah. Well, I know when I started out, the first shows I went to, we're on Midwest Road. So I started.
So over in Oak Brook.
Over in Oak Brook.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. I had my first car and I didn't know what to expect, didn't know what was what. And I learned a lot just by being there and looking at it. So for a newbie in the Fiero world, these shows, I think, bring a lot out to them, and they get to see a lot of different things.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point with going back to Oak Brook, where at the time we had a building in the middle of the show field, and we had to walk around it.
We certainly did, and the cars were in a big circle.
Yep.
And I remember the year when we had some of the prototypes there, and they said that we had to have them covered. So I guess it was the
Fiorama 10.
Yeah, that's, and we had, I think, what was it, the Fiero store, I think it was, came up with the money to rent the tent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that was a neat deal, and it was nice to see the cars.
Yes, yep, as it was. And, you know, it's, you know, not a big surprise here, but we're going to have a prototype here today, too.
I'm really excited about that. I'd like to see that thing.
It's been hidden away, and it was bought by a private collector, and now it's going to be...
Really?
And now it's back in the hands of two good members, Fred and Jeff, and, you know, they're going to have it here today, and they're going to do a tech session on it.
I was wondering who had it and how it got here.
Yep. Yeah,
good. I'm looking forward to it.
So, well, it's a pleasure talking with you, and, you know, we'll catch up with you a little bit later.
Okay, it's always a pleasure talking with you.
Yes, always. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we are here with Caitlin. She is actually a new member to Knife, and I'll say a newbie to Fiorama. So what brings you out to Fiorama this year?
This year, well, I found out about the event, like, 2 weeks after I bought my car, and I was like, nothing's stopping me, I have to go. This is I've owned nothing but Honda Accords before I bought my Fiero, and I actually got this thing on a fluke. It was a toss up between, as far as ride and like buy and drive cars go, it was this or a 91 Volvo, and I'm like, nobody in my area is gonna touch a Volvo, but I know that these are collector cars and people love them and they work on them, and so I'm going to go. I went with the Fiero, and it's my favorite car so far.
Nice, nice. Well, they are fun cars. I mean, just the gatherings that we have. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's, you meet a lot of different people. You see a lot of ideas that, you know, if you want to do things to your car, too. That's what makes these events nice, is you can see the different things that people can do.
Right.
What besides purchasing it, what was the full enthusiasm of wanting a Fiero?
Well, when I went to go look at this car, it was the first time I'd ever actually seen one in person. And I walked up and I was like, it's cute. And it's a two-seater. And it was like, because it's just me and my daughter. So I'm like, it's the perfect car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my boyfriend hates it because, you know, he can't ride with me.
how far did you come to the show?
So I came from Whiting, Indiana. It's probably about distance wise, if you're not going through Chicago traffic, like 15 minutes. But it took me about 2 hours to get here because Chicago traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep. You gotta love that Chicago traffic.
Yeah, it's you know, always fun.
Well, thank you for coming out, and we hope you enjoyed. How did you like the events yesterday?
Oh, it was so much fun. Everybody's been super nice and really helpful and informative with all the different things that, you know, I can do or tweak this a little bit. And
That's what the community is for.
Yeah, been having fun ever since I showed up.
Very nice. It's good to hear. Well, thank you, and we, you know, hope you have a fun time here, and enjoy your weekend.
I have been, and I'll be back next year.
All right, that's also good to hear. Thank you. All right, we are now here with Tom and Ann Schmidt. Tom?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having us. I've been coming to every one of these ever since it started. And if you look at the license plate on this car, the theme this year is 22, right?
Yes, it is.
If you add up the numbers on my license plate, they come up to 22.
7681. You are correct.
Isn't that amazing?
That is
how
amazing.
Things happen?
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
That's... There's also got a couple of twos on the car, but that's part of my race number. So.
Well, it is Deuce is Wild today.
Well, Deuce is Wild. So yeah. How about that? Yeah. Hey, I'm right in the ballpark.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is cool. Yeah.
What brings you guys back? What keeps you coming? I should say.
Well, I'm a member of the club, first of all, the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiast Club. I'm a member of the Wisconsin Fiero Fanatics Club. I'm a member of the Antique Automobile Club of America, and I'm also a member of the Midwest Fiero Clubs as a treasurer. Mm-hmm. So I keep myself active. I'm going to be 81 years old, and I'm still at it. My wife and I have been married for 60 years now.
So. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's been a long haul, believe me. My wife ever finds out, she'll... No, never mind. Anyways, the old car has got 110 trophies with it so far. It's a 7-time national champion in its class. And I continue to show it only to share for other people to enjoy.
Nice.
Well, and if they like to take pictures by the, with the kids by their car or something like that, I'm more than happy to oblige that. And I just recommend that any young people coming into the organization with a car like this to continue on what we've been doing all these years. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a key to it.
And it is. And you know, like you said, you're a longtime member. I'm just in July celebrated my 20th anniversary with the club and the car.
Good.
So it's something that it's a unique car that there's just something about it that it's special.
It is special only for a couple of reasons. Well, actually, one big reason. It's the first mid-engine car produced mm-hmm. in America as far as sports cars go, you know. And I think in the case of one of these things, we have a lot of interest showing the car whenever we go around the United States with it. And we've shown it in 7 or 8 different states now so far. And of course, obviously, it attracts a lot of attention with the stacks on the back and the NASCAR spoiler in the mm-hmm. back and all the other stuff that I did with it, you know. So I have about 26 modifications on the car. So we're looking forward to going to the 35th anniversary show, and I'll be volunteering there. And we also like to mention to anybody who's listening today that if you're going to be doing the 35th show or anytime you do a car show, please volunteer, because it makes the job easier for everybody, including the club organizers, to put a good show together. And this is the key to the whole thing.
That is very true.
Yes.
With any event, you know, the Dells Run,
right?
Carlisle, Minnesota.
Everything, yes.
You know, any time that you can get out and help, it helps make things flow a lot smoother.
Exactly. The better, and think about it this way, and then I always think about it this way. You get out of it what you put into it.
Correct.
And remember that, especially the young kids and anybody else that's into this thing, If you have a passion for these kind of cars or any kind of activities for these things, volunteering on any position is always helpful to the people that run the show.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming. It's always a pleasure. And you have a great car. So,
yes, well, thank you very much. The Rattler strikes again.
It does. Well, thank you, and hope you enjoy the day.
We will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We are here with Jason and Shannon Folley from Minnesota.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Good.
What brings you guys down to Fiorama this year? Or many years?
Every year, practically.
Yeah, every year. It's just kind of become a tradition. We got to know the people and had fun with the cars. And now we have his and hers, so.
Yeah. Made a lot of good friends down here. We don't even have to stay in a hotel anymore.
See?
We got people to stay with, so.
That's good. So you guys got the Formula again, and then you got a new one that you brought down this year.
Yep, it's an 87 GT with a TPI V8 swap in it, and I've always wanted a V8 since I got into Fieros. I finally got one, and it's stick shift, so that's fun.
Yeah.
And crazy green paint, which a lot of people like.
It is a unique paint color, and to complement that, Shannon painted her toenails to match.
Yes.
I did. They match. And Jason put the twos on there, too.
Yes. It is always a uniqueness that you can see at Fiorama.
Yes, definitely.
So how was the drive down, and how did you guys like the events yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Well, the drive down was nice. He doesn't have working AC in the green one yet, so the weather cooperated with that, which was good.
So great weather. Yeah, great drive.
The weather was good. The events have been great. Yeah, I had second best poker hand.
Congratulations.
Last night, so that was fun.
Yep.
Yep.
And then what did you guys think of the Frank Lloyd Wright house?
It was cool. Yeah, we have in our hometown in Owatonna, he did a bank in our town, so it was kind of cool to see more of his work.
It is, and that was the first time ever that I've been in one of those houses.
Yeah,
so it is unique layouts, and it's a different aspect of what people can think of.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, like Jason was saying, though, when you walk through, you think maybe he was more of an artist than mm-hmm. an architect.
Yeah,
yeah.
Some of the things, you know, weren't real functional, but they were, you know, cool looking.
Exactly. The
know?
One thing that that caught my eye was, and you're a little taller than I am, Jason, but the lowness of the ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was odd.
It is, so. Yeah.
And it's just probably another artist thing. He wants to create more depth looking mm-hmm. with it, having been closer. And
I wonder how tall he was.
Yeah, I wonder. Maybe he was short.
Right, yep. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming. It's always a pleasure to have you guys down here.
Yeah.
We look forward to many years to come, for you guys to come down, and hope you guys enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Definitely,
thank you.
Bye.
All right, I am here with Mike. He came and visited us all the way from Louisiana. How was the trip?
Long and interesting. Interesting, to say the least.
Well, at least you got out of the area before the hurricane.
That's true.
And,
that's true.
You know, great weather up here. So any issues that you had coming up? Or?
We lost Fort Gear around Cairo.
Ooh.
So we're still looking for it.
Besides, are you just coasting through third then? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have an automatic, a 4T60.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not shifting into fourth. And I think it's the CV cable. It's frozen, I hope.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's not causing any issues other than my gas mileage went from 40 to 26.
Oof.
So.
Well, you know, the nice thing about Fiorama and to be around all the Fioro community is somebody here will probably know exactly what it is.
Most probably.
So.
I'm hoping.
You know, yeah. And the more you get to know people and talk to people, they're probably going to all of a sudden just want to jump in the car and check it out. So don't be scared, but that's the nice thing is by the time you leave,
mm-hmm.
you'll probably have an answer of exactly what it is.
Well, I'm pretty sure what it is, or just maybe somebody can verify it, but mm-hmm. I think it's the CV cable's frozen because I can't move it.
Okay.
I can't pull it at all, but we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll help that too. So.
And interesting show. I like this.
That was going to be my next question is what brought you up here for Fiorama?
A number of years ago, I met Scott Campbell in a Hot Rod Power Tour.
Okay, yep.
And he was telling me about the club, and I needed to join. And I said, okay, and then forgot about it. And he texted me and said, you're going to join? And I said, okay, I'll join. And I joined, and I haven't regretted it.
Well, glad. Good to hear.
Magazine is wonderful. Got little tips and, you know, the video conferences you guys do mm-hmm. once in a while. And
well, the nice thing that not only am I going to use some of this material for our end of Fiorama video that we put on, but I also want to create a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So not only will we have the how-to videos on our website and then the live video feeds that we do for our meetings, but I also want to incorporate a nice Fiorocast, something that, you know, we can have different aspects for people. You know, if we could even do a roundtable discussion too. So this is something right. that is going to help our club evolve more and bring more information to the community. So glad you guys were able to make it. You know, I hope that you guys make it home safe too, and there's no more
thank you
issues. But I hope to see you here many, many years to come.
Well, we hope to make it again, but more than likely, I'm going to trailer the Fiero. But heck, one thing is that most by over here, there's more Fieros at this show right now than there is in the entire state of Louisiana.
Wow. What do you think of the show so far?
Interesting. I like it. Now, there's a camaraderie, I think, is that what's the main attraction for me and being able to talk to other enthusiasts and share ideas and look at what they've done to their car and, you know,
get some ideas
what I might do with mine the next phase of the operation.
Yeah,
I'm always playing with mine.
And you know that's the nice thing about when you see this, and you know, hopefully you guys can make it to the 35th show next year. And that's, you know, we get about 300 cars, hopefully more next year.
Ooh.
So you know, it's a good array at that one too. So well, I'm glad you guys were able to make it here safely.
Thank you.
And, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed the weekend. I hope you guys enjoyed all the events yesterday.
Oh, we enjoyed them immensely. It's worth the trip. And that's what I like about a lot of these gatherings that these clubs do, is that the little road trips, the side mm-hmm. trips that people make, and they're always interesting, something new. And,
yeah.
I mean, I'd have never thought they had a condo for cars. What the hell?
And what's in those condos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, Well, thank you guys, and
thank you.
You know, have fun today, and that's, we hope to see you back here many more years to come.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, I am now here with Fred Bartemeyer. How's it going, Fred?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing great. Beautiful day.
It is a great day. You have a very special car here today.
Yes, I do. The 1986 Fiero 2+2 four-seat concept.
It is literally right now one of a kind.
It is. It originally was one of four that were built. The other three were used as test mules for various configurations of equipment, but this is the only show car that they finished for an auto show circuit.
Very, very cool. Very interesting. You're going to have a tech session on this a little bit later on this afternoon.
Sounds like it at 2 o'clock.
Yep, yep. And we're going to, if you don't mind, we're probably going to mic you up just so.
That's fine.
And then also get some video of this as well so we can spread this out in the Fiero community.
Sure.
On a side note, why do you keep coming back to Fiorama?
Because it's one of the biggest shows currently on the Fiero show circuit. And they're a proud sponsor of our Midwest Fiero clubs, so come out and support my people.
And you just got done with your show, which was a great show.
Thank you.
Do you like doing back-to-back shows? And
it's normal. I'm a third-generation car enthusiast, and we're just used to being on the road with the cars during car show season, which currently is January to November, so it's just a way of life that you get used to. So it's a lot of fun. I meet a lot of people. I got friends coast to coast and even further than that now.
Very cool. And we got the big 35th coming up next year.
Yep.
Since you're the president for heading up the 35th, anything you want to send out to the Fiero community?
Yes. Our intention for our 35th anniversary celebration is to get as many Fieros together in one spot as possible. Doesn't matter what condition, what's been done to them, who owns them. We'd just love to see a reunion of Pontiac Fieros and everything Pontiac Fiero. So I hope everybody takes the effort of coming down at least for Saturday for the show and brings our car to show off and show our pride for the Pontiac Fiero.
I agree, and it's going to be a fun, full, packed weekend in East Peoria at the Embassy Suites. So if you guys can come down, it would be great to have everybody that owns a Fiero come to this or try to come to this. We're going to have a good assortment of Fred's collection of prototypes.
Yep.
So, besides the 2+2, what else do you think you'll be able to bring out?
Well, we'll have the three PPG GTP cars there. We'll have the Indy PPG Pace car there. I'll have the Super Duty IMSA wide body in attendance. I also have a pilot build 88 GT that has a 90 Fiero dash in it, amongst a couple of my low mileage pristine, what you would call trailer queens.
You do have a good assortment of GM prototype cars that are just great to have back in the Fiero community. I mean, yeah. That's just something that, you know, preserves the history and
yep.
And the new people that get the cars and want to learn more about it.
Sure.
You know, it's something that is great to have, and not only in the Midwest, but, you know, that, like you said, you know, to go to other events around the country.
Sure. The prototype stuff, no matter what it is, no matter what make, model, or year, always attracts a crowd at any show, just because they mainly are one-off vehicles that and technically were never intended for public consumption.
Mm-hmm.
For a guy like me who's been into Fieros since their first artist conception in the late 70s, to be able to actually own one of these pieces of history and actually obtain the so-called forbidden fruit of the automotive collecting arena is a really big thrill. So it directly fuels my passion for preserving these cars because it's a lot more work than it appears to have a car that you can't drive on the street.
Agreed. Well, thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us for Fiorama. Yeah. It looks like a great day and a great attendance.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to see what you bring to the show, too. So we look forward to the tech session. And and again, thank you and hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Very good. We'll see everybody at 2 o'clock.
All right. Thank you.